Hello. Recently, I had a conversation with my friend about how empathy is such a powerful theme in the Bible. And it really got me thinking about how central it is to be living out of faith. And that conversation made me record this and what do we call this and tell you my perspective about that. Empathy is not just a nice feeling we have for others, it's something we are called to practice in a deep, tangible way, and which leads us to connecting with people in their joys and their sorrows. You know, empathy is like an ability to step into someone else's perspective to truly feel what they're feeling. I can tell you an example. In Romans 12 verses 15, it says that rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. That's not just a suggestion. It's a call to connect with people on a deep level. Empathy is about, what do you say, it's about sharing the highs and lows of life together, not just observing them from the sidelines. You know, Jesus showed us what empathy looked like in action. In John chapter 11, when he went to when he heard about Lazarus' death, Jesus didn't just fix things right away, even though he could have with just one word. But instead, he wept with Lazarus' sisters, Mary and Martha, and he felt their pain as if it was his own. This shows us that empathy doesn't mean that we have to fix things for others. Sometimes the most loving thing we can do is to simply sit with someone, or just being there with someone, and showing them that we also feel their pain, showing them they are not alone in this. In same way, in Galatians 6 verse 2, we can see that carry each other's burdens. It's which ultimately means that supporting each other in practical ways. Empathy isn't just a feeling that we show each other. It's about showing up, being present, or what you say, helping to lighten their load up, or however the way we can. God is close to the brokenhearted, which is said in Psalms 34. And when we practice empathy, we reflect his love and compassion. So empathy means listening without judgment, or offering comfort, or making the others happy, or being there through the ups and downs. It's a way of living that mirrors Jesus' love for us. You know, helping us to build deeper, more meaningful lives, connections, or by showing empathy, we are not only helping others, we are also drawing close to God. And we are also drawing close to God's heart, his love, becoming more like him in the way that we love and care for others.